This is an Enterprise Times podcast. I'm here with Chris Evans, VP and Country Manager of the UK at Intuit QuickBooks. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for joining us at QuickBooks Connect.
You recently or today launched a research project along with Volterra Partners around how making tax digital is a catalyst to increase the revenue of small businesses and sole traders, for sole traders up to 1900 and for small business up to 18,000. How exactly does that work?
We asked Volterra, who are leading economists, to run a report into the digital economy and the impact that has on small businesses. We found that MTDs are catalysts to drive digital adoption. And from this report, actually, let me give you some more context. With MTD, a million small businesses over the VAT threshold need to file within 32 days. A high proportion of that, over 600,000, currently don't use any financial management software to run their business. So from this report, the move to actually move into a digital solution is seen as a catalyst to then see further adoption. Tools such as cash flow, human resource management, and actually it can free up a lot of time to deliver productivity benefits, so more time spent on sales, marketing and training, for example.
That revenue increase is more because they're freeing up their time to do other stuff. It doesn't necessarily increase revenue.
They've freed up time to spend more time on revenue-driving activities and just some of those headline figures. So within the first 12 months, potential $6.9 billion. Over 5 years, it's up to $46 billion. Now, the interesting thing, they also modelled the impact of open banking. So that's another legislation that doesn't get the same amount of airtime as Making Tax Digital does. But with the automation of bank feeds coming in, they see that that can actually increase to $57 billion over 5 years.
When you say open banking, can you just explain a little bit more about what difference will it make to small businesses? Because automated bank feeds has been around for a little while.
There's different ways of getting bank data into the product. With open banking, it's original PSD2 regulation, so it's a European regulation. The open banking aspect is for the UK, which means the top 9 banks need to open up their APIs, basically their data feeds in. It means that you're getting richer data flow into the product, and it'll be over a longer period of time as well. Currently, there's other ways of getting the data in, such as non-direct feeds, which sometimes doesn't give you the best customer experience. So we see this as a way of getting the data in, which will then automate the finances for either a small business or accounting professional, which will drive significant benefit.
And will there be real-time feeds?
Yes.
One of the challenges that Volterra picked up on was that 1 in 5 small businesses are actually unaware of MTD. Does that surprise you?
We spend a lot of time, we have a TV campaign which we talk about Making Tax Digital. Events such as this where we're doing workshops for small businesses and accounting professionals, and we do a lot of webinars. Does that surprise me? No. So we need to increase the overall awareness. Going back to my earlier point around there's a large proportion of small businesses that are currently using spreadsheets, for example. So there's an element of change that we need to go through. And today we announced our NTD ready live to file product and bridging solution, which will take data from a spreadsheet and go into QuickBooks Online so it can be filed for MTD. So we see that as a stepping stone for maybe some small businesses who aren't ready to fully make that change to digital.
What you're talking about, you're bridging to, as I understand it, is that companies using spreadsheets can therefore get their accountants to draw in those spreadsheets with the accountants using QuickBooks Online and do the VAT submissions for them.
Well, I think just going on to what your question around what's driving the productivity, a lot of small businesses would either spend a ton of time trying to get the data themselves, so they print out bank statements. You've seen a lot like the shoebox full of receipts, or they outsource it to an accounting professional. So what Alex shared today is we're going to have Receipt Catcher within QuickBooks Online as well. It's currently not self-employed. So with that, as well as banking, it means that you can get the data into QuickBooks and it can actually save a lot of time.
One of the challenges that Volterra highlighted as well was around the education. And while you're educating people today, you're educating your own customer base who probably are aware of the fact that you've got a cloud accounting solution there already. Surely it's the other masses of people who aren't aware of QuickBooks, aren't aware of some of your competitors, who should be responsible for that education.
We see it as our responsibility to educate the entire market. There's 5.7 million small businesses, 1 million. That's where we can use levers such as our TV campaign. And then it's obviously working closely with communications that are going out from HMRC, for example, to ensure that everyone's very educated. We do a ton of webinars, a ton of training. And one of the features we launched today was Smart Look. So we know that when someone comes into the category, they might have a need that we need to be able to answer any questions. So they can actually call our UK-based customer success team or we can now show up in a video within the product. It's only one way. We can't see them, they can see us, and actually we can show them what to do on the screen as well. And we're excited in terms of how that will help either answer questions or get people started and feeling comfortable with the software.
SmartLook is available to the accountants only, or is it available to all your users?
It's available to all our QuickBooks Online users.
The research works on the premise that as a catalyst, it converts all those million small businesses to a digital platform. However, it also highlights the fact that prior to MTD, the adoption rate of cloud accounting was about 4% per annum. Have you seen the adoption rate within cloud accounting increase above that level?
We only announce our results annually. So our last results as of the end of July, we've got a customer base in the UK of 305,000, and that's 84% growth year on year.
And you mentioned open banking. What difference will open banking make? And where are you on the journey with the UK banks that you mentioned, top nine banks? But there are a lot of digital disruptions at the moment in the banking industry as well.
As we announced today, we've got open banking coming through with the big five banks. Santander are here today and on their stand demoing open banking. We're then partnering with an aggregator who will actually meet the needs for the other banks as well to ensure that we have full coverage across the UK.
HMRC have got plans to extend MTD to more tax areas and also to more firms. Do you think they should and do you think they will?
The original thinking about MTD would be for the self-employed, so a larger population of the 5.7 million small businesses. We're 32 days away where it's going to impact over a million, which are over the VAT threshold. There's no legislation today that suggests that this is going to be expanded to that broader population. However, obviously, once it's up and running, I think it'd be interesting then to see what the results are. I think this report is linked to that because there's a high chance of greater productivity gains, and which have a significant impact to the UK economy as well.
You talked about small businesses using spreadsheets, and some of the later startups probably are more au fait with more digital technology. But an existing small business moving from a spreadsheet or a paper-based system to a digital platform is not easy. And you're talking change management there, but who should they turn to? Because it's not simple going through that process change, is it?
That's where we can either help them directly, work with, so we have fund and accountant directories. We know when we connect small business and accounting professionals, they're 89% more successful. There's an opportunity then to work with an accounting professional as well, for an example.
Last year I was here and we talked about MTD last year, but also talked about GDPR. No mention of GDPR this year. Has anything happened? Is anything happening? What's the current status of GDPR?
GDPR has been executed across the UK. From our standpoint, there's no further updates. We certainly don't get asked a lot of questions around GDPR, but our main focus is the feedback we get from customers is actually to drive the education around MTD, for example. That's where we see a lot of demand.
One of the other things we hear a lot around is payment terms for small businesses. Does QuickBooks have a view on that, or is it working with people to improve payment terms for small businesses?
There's 600,000 new startups a year and 50% fell within the first 5 years, and the number one driver for that is cash flow. We know from our own customers that are using payment-enabled invoicing, so on average it would take 28 days to get paid. If you use a payment-enabled invoicing, you can reduce that down to 8. So that could be setting up a Go Cardless, which is direct debit, or having PayPal embedded in the invoice. So yes, we see this as a key focus to solve the problem around obviously cash flow, which is the number one reason behind small business failure.
In the US, Intuit support Capital, so you've got invoice factoring, it's a sort of invoice factoring. Is that likely to come to the UK?
We're currently looking at a number of partners in that space. We currently don't have the plans to bring that to the UK. However, we've got a very clear build, partner, acquire strategy that sits behind it, and that's an area we're very much look at to partner to solve that need.
Paul Lottie said on stage that MTD is a reason to talk to small businesses, but he often finds that then the conversation moves into cloud accounting. How broad a remit is that? And is that the way that accountants should look at this?
So outside of MTD, we know from our own QuickBooks users that they're saving on average 11 hours per month. And a lot of those efficiencies are really driven from the bank connections in, getting the receipts and getting the data in. So there's no manual data entry. And that can be seen as a benefit for both the small business or the accountant professional as well. And then that's where Paul shared with Sagas yesterday. MTD is a catalyst to obviously have that conversation, but there's an opportunity to have that conversation with more of your clients as well. The firm can drive great efficiency and the small business can see those efficiency gains as well.
Thank you very much, Chris.